It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Mark Scherzer.
Tuning in yesterday morning to EC Musique, the Montreal radio station, we were immediately reminded that it was Earth Day. The theme of Eric's favorite program was songs involving gardens. Appropriately, I had scheduled this weekend to be a full weekend of working in the vegetable garden. Rather than plain old Earth Day, though, I'd call it Earth Moving Day. The garden this year is, at least at the initial stages, something of a backbreaker. Spring garden preparation, of course, is always strenuous. It inevitably requires digging to prepare planting beds and hauling compost. Lots of it. And this year, I've made the compost distribution an add-on to daily chores. After I unload the muck from the barn floor onto the top of the still decomposing part of my compost mountain, I wheel the cart down the other side and fill it with already cured compost. I then wheel that to the vegetable garden, Doodle, of course, my little lamb tagging along, dump the compost on a planting bed, and bring the cart back to the barn to fill it with the next load of muck, starting the cycle all over again. In addition to the usual garden prep, there are other elements that render making the garden particularly strenuous this year. First, we're installing what I hope will be rabbit and groundhog-proof fencing around a new perimeter line. Macho Matt started us on that process by putting in gate posts and gates and installing the first two sections of fence along the lines we all laid out. We've continued the work since, pounding in metal fence posts, then using twisted wire to affix 3-foot-high rigid metal hog panels to the posts. This in and of itself is a relatively quick and efficient process, but it's really only the beginning. Once the hog panels are up, we dig a trench a bit more than a foot wide around the outside of the fence, and then attach 4-foot-high chicken wire to the metal hog panels. The upper 3 feet of chicken wire is vertical, against the panels. The last foot is flush to the ground, and then covered back over with the layer of soil we dug out. I thank my sister for this suggestion. She says the groundhogs start digging to get under the fence, but when they hit the chicken wire, they get frustrated and go elsewhere. Determined as I am that this year the garden will feed us humans, not rabbits and groundhogs, we are going that extra mile toward impregnability. In addition to new fencing, we're reconfiguring the garden beds. Last year, as Eric and I were feeling our way toward living as a couple, he had occasion to remark that I was a bohemian, while he was a Cartesian. He was referring to much thornier issues than the garden, but it turns out he was correct up and down the line. You can see it in our respective approaches to garden beds. Many of you have, when visiting in the past, remarked on my unusual use of round planting beds. Well, they're being phased out, at Eric's suggestion. He acknowledges that there's a place for charm in the garden, but feels that vegetables are pretty charming all by themselves, and that the quest for visual interest must be reconciled with efficiency. Rectangular beds will make mowing and other maintenance considerably less strenuous, and Eric convinced me that I should try to keep the work to the essential and to what I can really accomplish. He went online and got a garden planning program, and we together this winter created a plan for everything other than the tomato patch. We've been assiduously following it. Unfortunately, this too involves a great deal of earth moving. To put the beds where we want them in the shape we want them to have, we're digging up large clumps of lawn in some places and moving them as turf to other places that may have been planting beds before. At times, it seems like all the soil in the garden is moving from one place to another. It's fun to see the transformation, but exhausting. Do I mind? Not at all. A vegetable garden is not just a utilitarian tool. It's a creation. It's an expression of value, and in some very real senses, an act of love. One of the most beautiful songs in the repertoire of Quebecois music to which Eric has introduced me is by poet and songwriter Clémence Desrochers, the first verse of which goes, and I hope you'll excuse my execrable French and my very prosaic English translation. Cet été, je ferai un jardin. Si tu veux rester avec moi encore quelques mois, il serait petit, c'est certain. J'en prendrai bien soin. J'en prendrai bien soin pour qu'il soit aussi beau que toi. This summer, I will make a garden, if you want to stay with me a few months longer. It will be small, surely. I will take good care of it. I will take good care of it so that it will be as beautiful as you. While I certainly would have made a garden if Eric had not decided to stay, it would not have been this garden. This garden embodies what we've decided to try to achieve together. And to me, it's worth taking all the good care required.
Agriculture is underwritten by Tricana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.